There are many people who want to know what their purpose is in life. Why do they exist? Well, I've developed a home study course called Positioning the Floor and Your God-Given Purpose. And you'll learn what does God-given purpose mean, what are spiritual gifts. You'll be able to explore and determine your God-given gifts and explore your passions and personality, and how to use the greatness that God has deposited in you for God's glory. And you get a free bonus, which is a spiritual gifts test that you can actually take and score to find out specifically what your gifts are. And you can get the home study course by going to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. Click on the shop tab at the top and search for Positioning You, the Flow in Your God-Given Purpose Home Study e-course. And it's only $45. Again, you can go to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. Click on the shop tab at the top and search for Positioning You, the Flow in Your God-Given Purpose Home Study e-course. I know without a doubt it's going to help you. God bless you.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry encourages women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community.
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry connects with women who have battled abuse in their lives and who have been held back from moving forward for whatever reason. We encourage women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of God's Word so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community. Today, our message is entitled, Children Are Like Arrows in a Warrior's Hand. Psalm 127:4 says, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, warrior, so are the children of one's youth. A warrior is one who fights in a war, and arrows are defensive weapons that are aimed at a particular target. The warrior strategically determines where and how he will aim the arrow to achieve his goal of bringing the enemy down. destroying the enemy. Children, like arrows, can be specifically aimed at a particular target. They can be directed toward God or toward Satan, the worldly ideals and customs. If children are directed toward the Word of God, then they will live loving, joyful, and peaceful lives and be able to overcome the darts, such as peer pressure, teenage pregnancy, crime, pornography, rock music of Satan, which are designed to kill, steal, and destroy them. Once they are directed to the Word of God, to Jesus, because the Word of God says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, it is important for them to remain in the Word for their spiritual sustenance and well-being, because the Word is the very nourishment for their spiritual growth and personal relationship with Jesus Christ. These arrows are seeds of truth that transform one's mind, uplift one's heart, and motivate one's spirit to grow in wisdom and understanding of the Word of God. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Abiding in the Word will give children a moral foundation based on biblical principles. It will also give them wisdom. And Proverbs is known as the wisdom book. Children will also have love, joy, and peace beyond measure when they abide in the Word of God, when they remain, stay connected to Jesus Christ, stay connected to the Word of God. Remember, the Word says that as arrows are in the hands of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Therefore, when you engage in the process of pointing your children to God, you engage in the war between righteousness and Satan, the world system. It is a spiritual warfare that can only be fought with spiritual weapons. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, that is tangible, worldly, but mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Our spiritual weapons, as outlined in Ephesians 6:10 through 18, are the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, loins girded about with truth, our feet shod with peace, the shield of faith, and praying. Praying, a lot of people don't realize this, but praying is a part of our spiritual warfare. It's a spiritual weapon. And the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Notice that a lot of these weapons are offensive, or defensive weapons. Let us instill in our children the importance of putting on the whole armor of God, not just a part of it. That is, being 100% committed to God, walking on the straight and narrow path that leads to eternal life rather than on the broad path that leads to destruction. Aim your children and cause them to pursue the rich, eternal treasures that are above, where Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God, and to set their minds and keep them set on what is above. Keep them set on the Word of God. Keep them set on spiritual things, not on the things that are on the earth. Colossians 3:1 through 2 says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. So I challenge everyone listening to aim your children and cause them to pursue the rich eternal treasures that are above. Pursue Jesus Christ. Pursue spiritual things. Pursue the Word of God. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, and we hope that our program has helped you to grow in the knowledge and understanding of God's Word, and we would like to invite you to become a partner with Wings of Love Women's Ministry so that we can continue to reach more people with the message of Jesus Christ and help transform their lives for the glory of God. And you can partner in three ways: by becoming a member of Wings of Love Women's Ministry. And some of the benefits include: you receive a 20% discount on our Wings of Love Women's Ministry resources, our books and products. You'll also receive a 10% discount on upcoming seminars and conferences sponsored by Wings of Love Women's Ministry. And you can also become an ambassador for Wings of Love Women's Ministry, and you can also donate. You can learn more about this by going to our website, which is www.wingsoflovewomensministry.org. That's wingsoflovewomensministry.org. And your contribution will help us to continue to transform the lives of people through our teaching, radio teaching ministry. You will help us help women become victors rather than victims of domestic violence. You will help women move forward and experience healing and spiritual growth, knowing that through healing and restoration, the good work God has begun in them, He will complete. And we welcome your prayer requests. Please email us your prayer requests to wingsoflove833@gmail.com. That's wingsoflove833@gmail.com. Thank you, and have a blessed week.